So the theme this time is Honey, 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 which makes me want to sing ABBA single time.
Well, I was thinking how perfect that we have our honeys with us.
It's a great one. Welcome to Curdcast, the podcast for people who like to eat cheese. I am your host, Jen Mason, and I have my co-host, Julie Fafan Balzer, here with me. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Julie, who do we have with us today?
Well, we have got, standing in, Mr. Jen Mason, otherwise known as Matt Mason.
Great to be here.
And we also have my personal boy toy. Excellent.
The man who has met so many foods he doesn't like. I'm unclear on how this is going to go. Steve Hartford.
Excellent. Well, I know Steve likes cheese. We just have to find the right cheeses for Steve, which is a great topic maybe we'll discuss a little bit today.
And picky eaters, because people I think I've heard have worried that the box is not going to be right if they're picky, but I have brought literally the pickiest human on earth with me today, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, the cutest, pickiest human on earth. He's okay. We'll see how the boys do. And the theme this month is Honey, Honey, Honey. This is our December holiday box. We're very excited. Everybody's box gets this cute little tiny honey dipper in it as a personal gift from me.
It is super cute.
Isn't that cute? So we'll get to what we're going to use that with in a minute, but we should start with some cheeses. You ready to start with some cheese?
I am. Where are we starting? Because right. I can see we have three very different looking cheeses this time.
Yeah, you can
around.
Tell them apart this time.
I know.
Sometimes Julie's like, I don't remember which one is which. All right, so the first one is the Lay. It's the goat's milk cheese. This is a goat's milk and honey cheese. And why don't you go ahead and grab a spoon. I'll you guys dig in while I tell you a little bit about it. Clink, clink, clink. Little spoons.
All around. There
thank you,
go. You.
So this is actually an interesting thing. And I wanted to bring this in because, you know, if you've ever been to Trader Joe's, you may have noticed that sometimes there are cheeses there that don't look like they're Trader Joe brand. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But behind those are really beautiful cheesemakers who are making cheeses for Trader Joe's.
I have to tell you, this is the most mild goat cheese I've ever encountered in my entire life. Like, smelling it, there's almost no smell. When you put it in your mouth, it's almost more like a ricotta. I think the honey has some sweetness. And Steve made a face when he heard there was goat cheese because you do not eat goat cheese.
I do not like goat cheese.
What did you think of this?
It was actually pretty good. Still got that musk at the end.
Yep.
But I was surprised.
Excellent. Matt, what did you think?
I thought it was super creamy and like, the texture is just, it's very smooth.
Yeah. So interesting thing about goat cheese. So this goat cheese is made for Epicure. Epicure is one of the companies that is their distributor. So they bring us to our store, Curds & Co., a bunch of beautiful cheeses. This one is being made specially for them. So they're not the cheese maker, they are the cheese seller, but this is a special cheese from them, which makes it more affordable for our cheese eaters, the people who are customers who come to the store, because it's made just for them in their special label. There's no extra stuff on it. There's not extra marketing costs on it. It's just a beautiful cheese. Let's go into the goat cheese. So goat cheese, especially a fresh chev, can have that sort of barnyardy smell to it, musky smell. Sometimes that and Julie and I have talked about this, I think, before, but some of that comes from the male goats being too close to the female goats while they're milking. So, and that sometimes happens at smaller farms because they're smaller farms. But you can definitely tell that this is not that funky of a goat's milk cheese, of a chev. And a chev usually tends to be tangy, like lemony, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this has the honey in it.
It's sweet.
So it is counterbalanced that. So it's really, that honey has done a lot for this. And we've got a honey that we can share with, put on this later. And it'll be interesting to see, Steve, if you like it even better with a little bit of the honey we're going to put on later.
I feel like this would be good because of the texture and the consistency, like mixed with something as a topping. Like you could, yes, of course you could layer it with like jam or something, but if you actually mixed it in, I feel like it would be a really nice spread that would be like your unique take on something.
I think that would be great too. And I think then you could also use it in place of cream cheese on a bagel.
Oh, yeah.
With something, maybe a little marmalade.
And I think even like maybe the last podcast, you and I talked about doing like ricotta on a piece of toast with honey, and this so reminds me of that.
So the other fun thing you could do with this, so I'm trying to get everybody to make cheese balls. Not those big cheese balls, but Chev is this great secret, I think. If you take it and make it into like little small meatball size, mm-hmm. like little 1-inch balls, and then roll it in something. But because this is lemon, what I would do is crush up like a shortbread cookie or one of the fancy shortbread cookies out there, like a lemon lavender shortbread cookie, crumble it up into crumbs, and then roll this in that. And it would just taste like a little cream cheese, little magic. Fantasticness. And you look fancy, and it doesn't take any time to make.
I've been known to do it where you put like a macadamia nut or something like that in the center. Great. And then you roll it around so it's like you almost have a base like for it. And then it's like a nice surprise when you get to the middle and also a nice texture in there. You could also do that even with like a cherry or something mm-hmm. like that too. Because cherry and goat cheese, with this, especially the sweet goat cheese, would be beautiful.
Really fun. That's like the Ferrero Rocher goat cheese ball.
Well, I mean.
With a nut in the middle. Like I like that. It. Exactly. All right. I'm going to try that next time we meet. I'll let you know how it is. Okay. So. That's our first cheese. Let's go on to our second cheese, which is called San Joaquin. I can't talk today. San Joaquin Gold.
Okay.
It's the one we have cut on our plate as a triangle. Everybody can try that while I'm telling you a little
bit
about it.
San Joaquin Gold. And it is very gold.
It is. So this is coming from a company called Fiscalini. They're in Modesto, California. They take super good care of their cows. They're like known for their cow care, their animal husbandry.
This has got almost a Parmesan-y feel to it.
Isn't it fun? So it was originally meant as a Fontina-style cheese. So it was an Italian recipe. They were trying to make it. It was a mistake. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. It didn't become a Fontina. And instead it became this, which made it an American original. What does an American original mean? Well, it means... there's not 10 other people making it. So Parmesan Reggiano, right, is made in Italy. It can only be made in one area. It can only be made a certain way to be labeled, to get the stamp on it. And people want to be able to make it there. That's a sign of excellence that they get to do that. In the U.S., we don't have a lot of cheeses like Parmesan Reggiano or Comté or...
No, we just have wood shavings in our Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, don't tell anybody about that. so this is an American original recipe. It's a recipe that is not like a take on a Parmesan Reggiano, but made here. It is its own special recipe. So what do you think of the texture of this one?
I really like it. It's almost grainy. It hasn't quite reached the sort of crystally phase for me quite yet. Do you know what I mean? How we talked about that sometimes with like the aging of cheese where it gets the crystals, but it has some of that same grain quality to it. I also feel like it has a very strong flavor as opposed to the goat cheese, which is more mild. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it would pair well with other things that have strong flavors, such as like salami and other cut meats. It would be really good. Yeah. There are some... I can also see it as the kind of cheese you would grate over pasta or over a salad to add a lot of that flavor. It does have salt in it, which is always a nice thing when you're trying to mix it in on some sort of like layered something that you're doing. I mean, it would be beautiful just with like a tomato and a cracker. Do you know what I mean? Yep. Something that you would get that fresh feeling with it because it is very flavorful. It feels lovely. And it, when it's in your mouth and it kind of melts, it has that tacky melt feeling.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, I really like it. And it kind of lingers with you. This is a raw milk cheese, so the flavor is lasting a little longer. Mm. Steve and Matt, I want you to each try another bite and tell me if you can taste toasted nuts and sort of brown butter flavors in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the flavors there, it definitely comes in.
I'm wondering, Steve, because you don't always like strong flavors... how do you feel about this? Because for me, I would say this has a little bit of funk.
I don't think it has any funk at all.
Whoa!
Yeah, that is really good.
All right, everybody watch that. Steve and Matt might steal all of the San Joaquin Gold. What do you think, Steve?
I would definitely put this on a turkey sandwich with a little bit of mayo.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice rye.
Yeah, that would make it more exciting. I think that's a great choice. Okay. And you got the brown butter, Maddie?
I definitely did. I mean, it's strong enough. It really stands up. I think it could go with lots of different things.
Excellent. All right. Ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's head over to Vermont and try Vault 5. Yeah. So it's the one that's
that
square.
Easy to go to Vermont.
I know. Vermont.
I always feel like Vermont is close, but then every time I get in the car to drive there, I'm like, why is it so far away?
Oh, it
smells good.
So this is made by the Cabot Cooperative. So this is made by the same company that makes Cabot
cheese. Like Cabot cheese that you're used to, like the big, huge.
This is a block style cheese, so it's made in a great big square. And we get it in smaller, like, blocks. Like, if you imagine going to the deli and you see the cheeses in a long square rectangular shape. That doesn't make sense. It's square on one end, rectangular on the other sides. But it's aged by the sellers at Jasper Hills. So I have been very excitedly waiting to be able to bring in some of the sellers of Jasper Hills cheeses. So this is really made by Cabot, but aged by Jasper Hills. And because Cabot has Jasper Hills aging their cheeses, they have this big, huge set of cellars. This one is kept in Vault 5. And it helps subsidize the cellars so that smaller cheesemakers can also age their cheeses there. So it's doing great things for the cheese community, but that's they also cool. have really great technology there. They're able to like go in and test the cheeses and taste it and see what the flavor profiles are.
So is this like Cabot does like a ready-to-wear line and a couture line? Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
They want to be able to have a foot in both worlds.
Okay.
And they are doing a very good job at it by really putting it in the hands of people who can, I think of this as like, you can give a puppy to somebody, and it's two different people, and one might do a great job training it and getting it to, you know, be housebroken and all those things that the hard work, and some people could just have a dog that bites people when you go to the park.
Okay.
This has gone to Jasper Hills, who's doing the job of training this cheese to be the flavor it
wants.
And
it is very flavorful. Like, I would never have guessed this, so not to say anything against Cabot's, because it's obviously a very good cheese, but my prejudice or my thought about Cabot's before this would be a kind of flavorless, bland, sort of more like eating, you know, just a textured block or something. Like, it just doesn't have a lot of...
It'd be the same every single time, too.
Yeah.
Right?
And then it doesn't have a lot of pop, and that you're mostly, you know, there for sort of the fat content of the cheese to get something sort of like that thick umami in your mouth, not really because it packs a punch with flavor.
Right.
This is a strong flavor, like, almost to the point where it gets towards truffle, but that's not quite right.
Earthy.
But something like that. Yeah, it has a very earthy, especially at the end, bite to it, where I am very curious as to how it's going to pair with the honey, just because it's so earthy. The question, sometimes I find something very sweet exacerbates the, you know what I mean, what's happening and pushes it further, and sometimes it counters it and balances it, so I'm very curious about that one.
Sweet is usually a safer thing to pair with something as opposed to bitter, so bitter things together get a lot more bitter, but like we put the honey in that goat cheese, it took away the tang and made it really, really approachable. All right. So while the boys are stuffing their face, let's move.
They're double checking. They're double checking their work, making sure that everything is absolutely 100%
all right.
Okay.
So, we are reintroducing, another company here, Brewer's Crackers.
I remember Brewer's Crackers. We talked all about it. They make crackers out of garbage. I mean, not really, but we should tell everybody the story.
Yeah, so not really out of garbage. So this is a different flavor. We have had Brewer's Crackers in before. We love them. We're in Massachusetts. They're in Massachusetts. They actually were working out of the kitchen right next door to us for a while. But the maker, Kyle, who makes Brewer's Crackers, was working at a restaurant in New York and was riding his bike down the street. And he went past a brewery and they had, like, taken out all the spent grains. They were, like, out in the garbage, but they must have just done it recently. So as he went by, it just smelled like that wafty, warm beer sort of smells. And then, like, he rode a little further down and the bakery was just, like, just put all of their baking in the oven, so you could smell that. He's like, why aren't those two things together? And Brewer's Crackers came out of that thought. A bike ride to or from work. I can't remember which way he was going.
But I mean, when I say that they're crackers made from garbage, I mean, that's what I mean, which is it's a part that
the
breweries throw away because they don't see the value in it, but he did. And so now they create these super cool crackers. So I'm excited to try this flavor.
So this is Honey Graham. This is like a grown-up graham cracker. Right? So it's not like...
It's not overly sweet at all. Like, if I hadn't been looking for the honey, I wouldn't have noticed it. It's only in the aftertaste, being thoughtful about it, that I'm like, oh, there is a little bit of sweet. More than anything, this tastes like sort of a healthy cracker. I don't know how else to put it. Because it has all that. It's a little bit harder than, like, let's say a Ritz cracker or a Carr's, you know, water table or whatever. And so you really have to bite into it. And then it has that sort of very grainy, crumbly feeling. Almost into the way of those, what were those cookie crackers we had last time? Not Edie's.
Oh, Effie's.
Effie's. Yes. There you go. Something like that. It has some of that crumbly quality of it. And then the sweetness in it, too. So it's kind of, for me, again, like a weird hybrid cookie cracker. Like, I'm not sure that it's totally, it's definitely not a cookie. But I'm not 100% sure it's a cracker either.
Yeah, it's I like the substantialness of it. Matt, how about you?
Yeah, it's a very solid cracker, but it still has that sweetness.
Right. Which is great, because when you want to spread something like the goat cheese on it, like, really, you could get away with even a water cracker. But if you want to eat it with, like, a firmer
also,
piece of cheese,
for someone who believes that their cracker to topping ratio is like 8 topping to 1 cracker, I appreciate a sturdy cracker.
I know. So it goes with all the cheeses.
Job. Yeah. Exactly. It's, what do you think, Mr. Picky?
It was good. I was surprised. I didn't think I was going to like it.
Excellent. Yeah, wow. Okay, so good way to trick picky eaters. Excellent. Just force them to eat things.
All right.
I think if you said it was a cookie instead of a cracker, I definitely would have.
If I had said it was a graham cracker, I should have done that instead. Because then, like, I don't know. When you think of graham crackers, I think of cookies. Right? I don't
know. Yeah, similar. Because it's sweet. It's like the first time that somebody tricks you into, you know.
All right, guys, try a little bit of our, it's going to take us a second to put honey on everybody's spoon here, but try a little bit of the Mike's Hot Honey.
So how hot is it? And is this the kind of hot honey that they make, like those hot honey wings and stuff
is
with?
Is it like spicy honey, or is it?
It is spicy. It is, you know, one of the ways they recommend you doing it is putting on a little, like, we should take a pizza out of the oven, put a little drizzle on it. It's got... it's a little spicy. Now, here's the thing. We have one more honey thing to go.
It's like a chemical.
Baby. That has, whoa.
Right? So when we were trying to pick out these things, right? Honey, think of, just imagine for a second. Have some water. Maybe Julie had too much on her spoon.
No, what I was going to say is, actually I didn't have that much, but it has that... It's not hot like Frank's Red Hot or like
it's like the
Tabasco.
Back of your throat kind
it's
of thing.
It's the back of their throat, like a piece of pepper caught in the back of your throat kind of hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's got a kick.
Okay. So now imagine we're putting together this box, right? It's honeys and we're trying not to make it super, super sweet.
Yes.
Which a box called Honey could be. So we picked this honey, besides the fact that this is one of our best-selling honeys in our store and that the jar was adorable and it worked great with the, with the little gift in there. But this little bit of heat now, and we're going to pair it with some things, that heat cuts that sweet so it doesn't seem overly sweet. Just like with the goat cheese, the honey cut the tang, this heat is going to help us with things as well.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I can see why it's a bestseller. And I personally, I love spicy food, so I'm happy to have something that's hot. but there is a moment, I think because it's honey, that I don't expect it to really kick.
Yeah.
Like I expect it to maybe, sometimes when people say things are hot, what they mean is that it's a little bit salty and it has like a slight warming sensation, which is fine and delicious and I like that. But this is like a genuine kick in the back of your throat. Like the tip of my tongue and the back of my throat, even though I've had a glass of water, still feel, do you know what I mean, that feeling, which I happen to like. And I can now see, I cannot wait to smear this all over the goat cheese, which I think will be so lovely with it, and a cracker. And you guys, we got to get through these pairings so I can do that.
All right. So we have our last one, which is Money on Honey. And I would say... take a bite and save some so you can mix and match with some other things. But yeah, everybody go in for the kill on these guys. This can be paired with cheese, but I think it doesn't have to be like paired one-on-one with cheese, which pretty much all of our other pairings have been before. Like,
why
this
have
is
we
the,
eaten
like,
anything else?
I know.
This is amazing.
This is like the amuse-bouche of my, like, I want to have like cheese and crackers, cheese, and one of these. And then cheese and crackers, one of these.
So fascinating. It is like caramel, right?
Yeah.
Covered in chocolate with salt.
Yep. But can't you taste the honey in it? I mean, it's so honey.
Whatever I'm tasting, I'm in orgasmic pleasure, so I'm very happy right now.
Well, good. I'm glad. This is, again, another one of our store favorites. This is great. I don't know if the boys are done chewing enough to, to mention what everybody's
doing.
Well,
I do want to say, actually, a tip.
Yes.
Because.
Take a small bite?
Well, no, because I'm going to talk with my mouth full.
Okay.
But one of the things I like so much about the card box is, like, putting it out, like, we're four people.
Mm-hmm.
We're four people who can eat.
Yep.
And by cutting each of those chocolates in half, which you've done, and you've actually done a nice job by cutting them on an angle,
mm-hmm.
that's just a tip for people when you're putting out a cheese board for people. You do not have to feel like you have to put out a whole of anything right. that comes in your box. You can cut it, you can slice it, you can change the angles, do you know what I mean, to make everything look a little different and look very appealing. Because it really is nice, and yeah. then it feels very bite-sized. And even the little corner half, mm-hmm. that's really two bites. Like, you could cut them even smaller,
yeah.
and people could really just get a taste. So that's a great tip for putting together a board out of your box.
Although Matt would say, don't cut them, just give me all, the, I mean, all of them.
I'll eat four of them. I mean, it won't slow me down.
That's why
too
we
much.
Bring you, Matt. That's why we bring you. Was that as good as you thought it was going to be, Steve?
I didn't save any, so yes.
All right. Okay, so now, gentlemen, this is the fun part. This is where you get to start trying different things together and let us know what you like. So Julie always reports back the one she was most surprised about or most excited about or her favorite one. So so I'm going to do a little more talking. You guys start trying different
mix pits. And match.
Mix and match. Mix
what
and
do
match.
You want to try together? And I always think it's good to try sort of mixing things that you don't think will taste good just because part of the fun of the box is like having an expectation that gets changed.
Yeah.
You know, letting yourself be surprised.
Yes.
So I am often surprised. And in fact, Jen, you and I want to say this. You and I were at a dinner party with someone and you were telling them about the curd box. And I had a text conversation with one of the ladies the next day. And one of the things she said to me is, my boyfriend's a really picky eater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm worried about it. And I said to her, which I think is true, you know, I actually think that this is a good thing for picky eaters because sometimes what it is they only want to eat things they're familiar with.
Right.
And when you get them more familiar, I don't know, Steve, and I will say I don't mean a picky eater in a negative way. I just mean there are people who have a flavor profile that they like mm-hmm. and that they're comfortable with. As someone who is like that, do you feel like this gives you an opportunity to try things that you're maybe not used to?
It does. I'm trying to be adventurous right now.
Hmm.
Took I more see. Goat cheese. I'm so proud of him.
I have put into my mouth, which I am chewing.
You did some cracker. You mm-hmm. did some goat cheese.
Roast cracker, goat cheese, hot honey. I am the winner of this. This is amazing. I think you could put a piece of chocolate on that and really kill it. But that was good.
Yeah, right?
And, I mean, it's amazing how well those two balanced each other out. I mean, you know, the goat cheese really took the heat down to, yeah, you know, I mean, just a, you know, not barely there, but I mean, it's, you know, very light
yeah.
kind of level where it was like, it says infused with chilies on the front of the bottle. And,
right.
I mean, you were really feeling that before, but yeah. balanced out together. They're very nice.
So we were picking on Steve, so now I'm going to pick on Matt. So Matt, what I love about Matt is that he will eat anything, but when there's a condiment on the plate, like, it's sometimes it's still sitting there at the end, or when there's like a little sauce, and I'm always like, the chef wanted you to eat those two things together. And I'm not just talking like soy sauce on your sushi. I'm talking right. like there's this beautiful aioli that was, and he'll be like, oh, well, I loved it. And I was like, yeah, but you might have loved it more. So it's great to hear you say that putting that, so Matt just did some of the goat cheese on the spoon with some of the hot honey, and you're loving that,
yeah.
right? And this is what I'm saying is that goat cheese was good. Actually, I think it's pretty good. It's you know,
yeah.
beyond good. It's
yeah.
really good. But you're liking it even more with more honey on it. And I just always encourage people to try. I mean, life
I
is too
too
short for boring food.
I mean, and this is the fun of pairings. Like, I tried the honey just now with each of the two other cheeses. The Cabot's cheese
mm-hmm.
and the, what is the other one called?
San Joaquin Gold.
And it's very different with the
mm-hmm.
two of them, even though obviously it's the same honey.
Yep.
I think the San Joaquin Gold is a more natural partner in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I actually prefer the Cabot's cheese with that hot
oh,
honey. There's something about how earthy
the
that is with the zing and the heat. And now I'm going to do something that I think is going to be disgusting. Because you should always do that.
Yep.
I'm going to try a bite of chocolate
mm-hmm.
with a bite of this earthy, funky cheese and see what happens there.
You know, we told everybody to go for it, and nobody ate any more of the chocolate.
I'd be polite. More chocolate for me. More chocolate for me.
It's the toppest thing. There's just not enough pieces for everyone.
I was going to say, there's only two pieces left, so I also have been restraining myself.
There's enough for you each to have another one. What do you think?
Oh, my God. It's actually good. I just ate it with the cabbage cheese, and it is. I thought it would be, I mean, I don't want to be a jerk, but I really thought it was going to be disgusting. Because I was like, there's no way that chocolate and caramel with that funky, earthy cheese is going to be any good. I'm going to try it now with the San Joaquin.
Yep.
On the same theory that how could this Parmesan-y cheese be meant to go with chocolate, right? Because you've never seen like, hey, have my Parmesan chocolate cover, my chocolate covered Parmesan, right? That's not a thing.
And you know what? I never really said this. The chocolates are Droga's Money on Honey. They're Wildflower Honey Caramel Dark Chocolate French Sea Salt. It is the longest name ever. Mm. But again, totally addictive. And if I could put 400 in the box, I would, but I can't. Mm. So you have to come to the store and buy some more.
Weird.
Weird?
But okay.
Excellent. So you like the honey. So what do you like best with the San Joaquin? Or do you just like the San Joaquin by itself?
You know, I think I like the San Joaquin by itself.
It is a pretty amazing cheese.
I actually am thinking of doing something appalling.
Mm.
Which is I'm thinking of spreading some of the goat cheese on the San Joaquin to do a cheese on cheese sort of action here.
A dos fromage.
A little honey on that.
Oh man, we're getting layered around here. So yeah, I'm gonna put some goat cheese onto the San Joaquin.
Nice.
Then I'm going to dribble some honey on top of it because I am not a gourmet. I am a gourmand.
Nice.
And the difference is
clear. This is the belly.
So here we go. Let's see how this goes.
All right. While she's eating that, Steve, do you have a favorite pairing?
I like the gold cheese by itself.
Excellent.
But
that's not a pairing.
That's technically true.
Anti-pairing.
So I
like it with itself.
To be honest, I really didn't care for the Cabot, but then I tried it with the hot honey, which I also didn't like, and amazingly, they were good together.
Excellent. So we didn't have that discussion with the boys. I think Matt might know this because he's overheard me do a couple of classes. But
A couple times.
So pairing, Steve. So ideally, when you are going to have two things together, whether it's milk and cereal, or wine and cheese, or cake and frosting, or cheese and chocolate. You want to start by liking them both. Like, that's the ideal world. And then when you eat them together, you like them both more. Sometimes you like one thing less when you eat them together. Or sometimes one thing is better, one thing just, I like it the same amount. Sometimes you don't like anything, you try them together, and you like them. That's always a win for me because then you like another thing.
Okay.
But, yes.
I have Julie's a new favorite.
New favorite.
I have a new favorite. Ooh, ready?
Your cheese on cheese?
This is my San Joaquin. Put some goat cheese on it. Drizzle some honey. Put it in your mouth. Before you finish it, make another one so that nobody else can have more. And keep going like that.
Excellent. And repeat. So that's a lather, rinse, repeat.
Exactly. That one. Although it's so good because what it is it's like the San Joaquin is firm.
Yep.
And it's salty,
yep.
And it gives you something of a cracker feeling in some ways because it's solid, although when you put it in your mouth, it has that delicious, beautiful umami as it melts in the heat of your mouth. And then we know that the hot honey and the goat cheese is a winner.
Yep.
So that already on top of it. And what happens is it softens some of the salty sharpness of the San Joaquin when you mix it with that sort of honey and the gentle goat cheese. So that's definitely, I'm going to call that winner, winner. Chicken dinner. Who
Excellent.
Needs a cracker? Paleo all the way. You can just go straight for cheese on cheese. Cheese is a cracker. Did you try that, Steve? Your mouth is full. You can
so
try
he'd
with your
put
mouth full.
Goat cheese on. He did it with the Jasper Hills with the Fall to Five.
So I did the three things I did not like the most.
Yeah.
And they were actually okay.
Wow. All together.
Yeah.
Cheese on cheese on cheese. Matt, do you have a favorite pairing yet? Did I wait for you to put food in your mouth? Yeah, that's
talking
what I
with
like
food
to
in
do.
Your mouth, I think, is part of eating food on a podcast. That's part of the deal. Okay, Steve, I'm copying you. Wow, that's way too much honey. I'm going to burn up. There we go. Mm.
But you got the cool. So the other interesting thing is, you know, dairy cools down the heat. So it should feel less hot with some dairy. And probably actually even more with the goat cheese, because the goat cheese is a very fresh dairy. It's the closest thing we have on here to milk still. So that's definitely a possibility.
That is a fascinating combination.
Yeah.
And so different than the San Joaquin when you use the cab at Jasper Hill's.
Totally
one.
Different. It's amazing how different things can be when it's just milk.
Yeah, well, it's all just like
time.
One tiny little turn to the right, so to speak. One little change and how drastic it is. What did you think, Matt?
Yep.
I think anything with the goat cheese and the Mike's Hot Honey is really a winner.
You're like,
but
my finger, just anything. Well,
no, I tried a few variations of the different things, mm-hmm. and I think that's basically anything that involved those two. We're all
okay. So after this, we're gonna go into the refrigerator and find all the things Steve doesn't like,
and
we're gonna
cover
them
with goat cheese and hot honey. It's perfect.
Excellent. Well, that wraps up. Everybody finishes all the cheese on the board, that wraps up another podcast. Julie, thanks for co-hosting with me again today. And boys, if you're good, maybe in a few more boxes, we'll let you come back and try something else delicious like hot honey and goat cheese. If you want to follow Julie, you can follow her at What Julie Ate. Mike's Hot Honey is at Mike's Hot Honey. You can also follow at Fiscalini Cheese, at Jasper Hill Farm, at Brewer Cackers, and I'm at Curdbox or at Curds and Co. And we look forward to seeing you in the new year. Enjoy more cheese. Good job, boys.